Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are just so important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every single Tuesday evening. I believe that every song is a story. Tonight, I'm so happy to have on the show Mary McGinnis. Inspired by her life experiences, she is a vibrant tapestry of diverse cultures and experiences in song. With a cultural heritage that combines Irish and Korean roots, her artistic journey began with her studies at the Manhattan School of Music and expanded during her time in Nashville. She has skillfully woven all these elements into a rich body of work titled Shadowcatcher, set to be released next January.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, Mary. How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. I'm very excited to have you on the show because I love people that have a unique story. You have kind of a cool background. You are a tapestry of diverse cultures, and I love that. So I'm always trying to listen to different things, meet different people, and you're right up there. So tell us a little bit about your impressive resume. Tell us about your background. How did this come to be?
Well, I came to be, I guess. my dad was a Green Beret, and I was born in Fort Hood, Killeen, Texas. And my mother was Korean. And when I was about two, I also went to live with relatives in Korea. And then I went to live with my grandparents in New York. So I was kind of moving around there.
Yeah, that's
how
cool.
I started.
Okay. And how about your music? When did you decide to go down this road?
In high school, actually. I had a high school music teacher that I stayed in touch with until she passed. And she was really responsible for really taking me under her wing and called the house to make me try out for the play and all kinds of things. She was just... first really made me believe it was possible to actually go study music. And just growing up with my grandparents, they were a much older generation, and you just really didn't do those kind of things for a living. So
yeah.
I credit my teacher with that.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
What do you think? You said something, believe it's possible, right? Sometimes having someone believe in you, whether they're a mentor, a teacher, a friend, a family member, it makes all the difference in the world. Would you agree?
Oh, completely. All you need is really one person who really believes in you, you know, who goes to bat for you, and that makes such a difference. It really does. Yeah.
So is this teacher, was this that one person for you, or is there someone else you'd like to give a shout out to?
Yes, I think she really was. When I look back, you know, they say you can only trace the dots when you look back. And yeah. I didn't realize it at the time, but she really did push me and believe in me. And it was really what I needed. And so, yes, I would give her all the credit. Wherever you are, Miss Burroughs.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're in heaven. So.
Yeah. So tell us, Mary, tell us about your instrument. Is it your voice? Do you play an instrument? Tell us a little bit about that.
I guess my main focus, yes, has been my voice, but I do play piano, and I taught myself guitar down the road, you know, the hard way. With like steel string guitar that I was like, why can't I play this? And then I took it to me, and they were like, you have the wrong strings. And but yes, yeah, I wrote, you know, a lot of this record, kind of mixed half and half, but a lot of the songs, like this song, Double Vision, was written on piano. Yeah.
I'm just cracking up because you said the hard way, and I'm like, yeah, I've done everything in my musical career the hard way for sure.
Yeah. I agree. The long and winding road. Yeah, it's definitely not been a...
Yeah. Well, I'd like to tell people I'm kind of an idiot, but it is what it is. You know, it's part of your story and you can't change it. And at the end of the day, you either move forward or you don't. So
I agree. And yeah. Well, they say like never stop working on your stuff because then you bring those talents into the next life.
Yeah. I like that for sure.
Geez, in the next life, like, you know, at three, you know, so.
Yeah. So what advice would you give a beginner musician?
I would say practice. Like practice and listen to a lot of different types of music. Don't just listen to one, you know, genre. And surround yourself with positive people who believe in you.
Yeah. What if you can't find positive people or people that believe in you? Those aren't mutually the same, but what if you're having a hard time with that? What do you recommend to them?
Well, I had a little bit of that in my life, so I understand that. I think you kind of, to be a musician and to be in it for the long haul, I think you really have to kind of have this inner knowing, kind of this inner fire that kind of you keep pushing and it's your life calling. I mean, I feel it has to, you know, music, if you're really going to go in for the long haul, you really have to feel that it's your purpose here or part of your purpose here.
Yeah, I agree, right? Because especially if you're not compensated at all or well, you have to do it because you love it. Otherwise, it's just not something that's going to last.
Yeah. I think there's a great quote by Leonardo da Vinci. I think it's like, make your work your life's purpose, or something like that. I wish I had it in front of me, but it's basically like, whatever you do, make sure it's what you feel like you're here to do. So
tell us about your songwriting process. How do you start? The piano, lyrics?
I usually, you know, I'm always jotting down lyrics in my phone and, ton of lyrics, but sometimes I'll get a melody, and then like very, very, very rarely will I get like a whole song. And that's happened to me twice where I woke up and I had not the entire song, but most of it. But usually I would say I start with lyrics. I find it easier to kind of build a melody around the story and around the words.
And how do you expand that after that?
Then, you know, I will just go to the guitar or piano, whatever instrument I think it fits, you know, the song fits. And then I just kind of start noodling around and just singing some of the lyrics. And then it kind of, sometimes it comes easy and sometimes it doesn't.
We're like going to set the world on fire with our minimalism here and that's an easy, simple way to say that, yeah.
But I think you can always, I know a lot of people write songwriting or teach songwriting, and I've taken songwriting classes. And I think one thing just across the board is, you know, find something that's maybe that you can't get out of your head. Find something that just kind of keeps running through your mind, your heart, that, something you want to say, that you have to say, that you have to get out. And I think that's what songs are. That's why they're so unique to everybody, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you. What is the worst mistake that you will admit to making on this show? Could be something benign or it could be something earth-shattering. Just what do you want to share with us?
Wait, I've made so many mistakes. Oh my God, I can't even begin to fathom where I should start.
Trust me, I've made more mistakes than anybody I know. So you're not going to shock us.
Oh my gosh, I'm just trying to think like off the top of my head. I mean, there's so many. I mean, I'm just I'm drawing a blank because I've made so many mistakes. Mistakes. Can we like come back to that one?
Yeah, if you think of something, yeah, come back to it. Okay. How about this song that we're going to hear? Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, Double Vision, I had some of the lyrics, I had Double Vision and some of the story with that. And I And I wrote the music to it as well. And I bought the lyrics to Greg Becker, who's a fantastic writer and co-wrote the lyrics with me. And I basically started writing it because I felt like I've experienced this a lot of times in my life where I feel like I've had a lot of miracles happen in my life and some things that I can't explain. And so I have a lot of trust or surrender, faith, you know, whatever you want to call it, in the unseen world. And I feel like there's so much that we can't see, you know.
Yeah.
So that's where that song comes from, just kind of trying not to just believe everything that you see or that's tangible. People get very discouraged, you know, when they stay in that space, because the world doesn't always reflect, you know, what's going on inside of us. And I feel like, you know, first we have to work on our heart and our mind, and then we'll start to see that, and we put that out into the world. So.
Okay. Yeah, I totally love that vibe. So, all right, let's take a listen to the song and then we'll come back and talk. Okay.
Okay.
All right, everybody, check this out.
When I was a child, I didn't see there was an end. Then one day I realized things begin again. A million paths can lead you there, wait until you're ready. Nowhere they can take you, 'cause you're there.
You're
And that was a very cool song, Mary. Thank you for sharing that with us in the audience tonight.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for listening.
Welcome. So one of the questions I ask a lot of guests, because I feel like we're all trying to protect each other, is scams. So any scams that you want to warn us about, something you might have fallen for, because they definitely run rampant in the world of music.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I think a lot of, there's a lot of people who will prey on young musicians or people they see starting out. Hey, I can produce this track. Hey, I can do this for you, and I can do this for you. And you really have to vet people. And not saying that there aren't some people who will truly reach out to someone and think that they're talented, but you know, there are a lot of people who you know, just want to make money off of you. And I've definitely had people definitely been taken advantage of many times. I definitely learned the hard way, for sure.
Yeah. I hear you. What's your favorite 70s or 80s jam? Whatever decade, you pick the decade, tell us your favorite jam.
Oh man, you know, I never, ever, ever get tired of the Eagles.
Huh?
Ever, ever.
Love the Eagles, yeah.
Yeah, I'd have to say the 70s. I mean, I love all kinds of music from all genres and time periods, but I'd have to say the 70s. I mean, it's kind of like film during that time too. I feel like it just doesn't get better than that time frame. It's just something about that decade is just incredible. It's like the golden age for me. You know, all my favorite artists, really, most of them are in that era.
Okay. What was your first job you had growing up?
Mowing lawns.
Okay. Well, that's respectable, right? Nothing wrong with that.
I've had a lot of jobs. Here's a list of jobs I've had.
You're a musician, right? Of course you have.
Oh my God. Yes. I've had a million jobs.
Yeah. So do you have any hidden talents that you want to reveal to the world?
I love macrame. I make macrame. Of course, you know, it's from the 70s, but I do.
we don't judge here. It doesn't matter.
I wouldn't say I'm a great cook or baker, but I enjoy it. You know, I worked a lot with animals, and especially rehabilitating pit bulls and working with wolves. So maybe that's a little hidden talent that most people don't know. Yeah.
So do you have any podcast suggestions for your commute?
Oh, man. I have so many. I was listening to so many, especially like during COVID and stuff. I'm just trying to think. I haven't been listening to a lot of podcasts this year. I think I like burnt out. Let me see.
I think COVID did that to all of us. Burned us out of
there was
streaming
like,
and everything.
Yeah, I think I had The New Yorker, Poetry, Fresh Air by NPR, The Hidden Brain.
What's the weirdest thing that's happened to you in the last year?
I moved to Nashville.
Nashville's great, though. It's such a great music scene. That's weird.
If you had told me, I mean, by weird meaning unexpected, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Like,
let me rephrase that question. What's the most unexpected thing that's happened to you last year?
Moving to Nashville.
All right.
I was coming here once a month to write, and then literally I woke up one morning last April and was like, we have to move to Nashville. And like literally 2 months later, we moved here. I just felt called that I needed to come here. And, yes, it was very unexpected, you know. I was happy in Santa Monica, and you know, I have a lot of friends and kind of my little village there. So it was a big change and a big shift, and kind of starting over again a little bit here, you know. But I'm really glad that I made the change. I think people are really, really nice and wonderful here, and can't find a better place for songwriters and musicians. So Yeah, but yes, very unexpected.
I like Nashville too. It's a music community. It's like everybody tries to support each other. It's not the kind of place where people are trying to screw everybody over musically, at least not that I know of. I don't know the inner workings of it, but it doesn't seem like that to me.
I agree. And I think it's just still a lot of dreams here, you know? There's a lot of music. It's just kind of, there's so much creativity. There's all around. Everyone's creating something, and I think that's pretty awesome to be around.
What inspires you?
You know, nature. I mean, really, that's the first thing that comes to mind, is like, you know, whatever you're going through, whatever, you know, is happening in your life. I mean, you can kind of, if you step back sometimes and just, you know, take in the sun or the sky or watch the birds, you know, it'll take you out of that. And it will kind of get to that place of, you know, wonder and kind of where it puts things in perspective, you know, how really these things are just really nothing on the timeline, even though we're running around like crazy trying to accomplish all this stuff. It really doesn't mean anything at the end of the day.
Yeah. Okay. Tell you what, tell me your website. Where can people buy, stream your stuff? Any of your sites you want to share with us?
Basically, you can listen to my music wherever you listen to music, you know, all streaming platforms. And my website is www.marymcg.com.
Awesome. Well, Mary, I want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight. It was an absolute thrill.
Oh, thank you so much, Sorontos. I really, really appreciate it.
You're welcome. So to all the listeners out there, thank you so much for sharing a little bit of your precious time with the two of us. We thank you for listening, and we hope your own unique story gets heard around the world too. My name is Sorontos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at The Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. I love you guys. Have a great night.
Of everything breaking down, including you. On your knees, you're hoping, always praying for a touch of light to save you. You feel like it's time for you to leave. You don't know what you're doing anymore. You wanna just let go, but you can't, 'cause he won't let you. He always helps you and reminds you that gave you wings, helped you believe in sunsets again. You're just so very glad you can now have a rosy, normal life again. You feel like it's time for you to leave. You don't know what you're doing anymore. You wanna just let go, but you can't, 'cause he won't let you. He always helps you and reminds you that time for miracles.
Used to live on the naughty list. I'd beg for a single Christmas wish. But on my darkest night, Santa surprised me with the miracle that changed my life.
And one miracle can change everything.
Christmas is the time. The time for miracles. Christmas is the time to believe in miracles. Christmas is the time. The time for miracles. Christmas is the time to believe in miracles. Christmas is the time. The time for miracles. Snowflakes melt on my face. Santa's been busy.
I'm surrounded by miracles, including the miracle of you.
Thank you for listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.